Job losses returned last month as the high unemployment rate was unmoved. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on December 2009 U.S. employment trends that included, depending upon your point of view, some good news, but it could have been better, or some bad news, but it could have been worse. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported an unemployment rate stable at 10%, only one-tenth off its October high of 10.1%. But that unemployment rate was the result of some radical movement in the components that make it up. Although it was the result of 73,000 fewer unemployed persons, the civilian labor force contracted by 660,000 to 153 million, and the number of them employed contracted by 590,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by almost 850,000 to about 84 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of 85,000 jobs. The last time losses were below six figures was in January 2008, except November 2009. Incidentally, job losses a year earlier, in December 2008, were 681,000. And by the way, the previously reported 11,000 job loss in November, which was good news at the time, was revised to better news as a 4,000 gain. Clearly, the jobs trend is improving. The goods-producing sector continued its trend with a loss of 81,000 jobs in December. Jobs lost in manufacturing, which moderated to only 27,000 last month, were across most major subsectors. The construction sector continued to lose jobs with a total loss of 53,000 jobs last month. Especially hard hit was heavy and civil engineering construction, which lost 18,400 jobs after adding 2,000 in November. And after adding 4,000 jobs in November, mining and logging declined by 1,000 jobs in December. The trend also reversed in the service-providing sector. After adding 62,000 jobs in November, it gave back 4,000 of them in December. Very few things in life or employment statistics seem to move in a straight line. The retail trade sector continued to discount and downwardly adjust their inventory of jobs. They were off 10,200 in December out of a total of more than 14.6 million jobs. And professional and business services, which is a large sector now employing more than 16.8 million, continued on its hiring spree in December by adding 50,000 jobs. It grew by 89,000 jobs in November. As was the case in recent months, much of the improving performance in this sector can be attributed to the better environment in employment services, specifically temporary help services. More on that in a moment. But management and technical consulting services also added 3,500 jobs, and computer systems design and related services calculated in a similar number of new jobs with 3,400 more jobs in December than the previous month. The same and good story with education and health services. Educational services added 10,800 new jobs as health care and social assistance brought in 24,700 new jobs in most major subsectors, including home health care services that added 8,000 jobs in December. But there wasn't much to celebrate in leisure and hospitality that lost 25,000 jobs spread throughout most major subsectors. The number of government jobs declined by 21,000, with the federal government eliminating 9,000 jobs, state government taking away 3,000 jobs, and local government shrinking by 9,000 jobs. Now, on to temporary help services. That continued to be a warm spot in a rather cold overall jobs report. Temporary help services were up 46,500 jobs to 1,911,600, but the good news doesn't stop there. The last time it was above the 1.9 million mark was almost a year earlier, and since July 2009, which appears to be its recent low point, temporary help services has added 166,300 jobs and is up 6.9%. And to sum up the year, although the data are subject to revision, the average monthly jobs loss in the first half for temporary help services was almost 51,000 every month. In the second half of the year, the sector grew by an average of 26,800 jobs each month. Obviously, conditions improved greatly for the sector in the second half of the year. And more good news, temporary help services continued to gain market share, which is a percentage of all jobs, and was 1.46% in December. That is a level it hasn't experienced since January 2009. The unemployment rate started 2009 at 7.7%, rose to what hopefully will be seen as a peak of 10.1% in October, and drifted incrementally down to 10% for November and December. Put another way, it averaged 8.7% in the first half of the year and 9.8% in the second half. No doubt this is why the Fed's Federal Open Market Committee said a couple of weeks ago that it expects, quote, unemployment to remain elevated for quite some time. The unemployment rate was not the only indicator pointing to a substantial slack in labor markets. The employment to population ratio had fallen to a 25-year low, end quote. But the overall trends for jobs is more encouraging. The monthly average job loss in the first half of the year was 560,000, and in the second half of 2009, the monthly average loss was only around 134,000. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.